Stop the Presses. It's the, oh, what the heck is it? 28th of May, 2021. I'm not going to say the name of the song or the artist. If someone can call in and name the song and the artist on my new intro music there, you get a free, you heard me, free short subscription to American Free Press. 8 issues over a 16-week period. Don't look it up. Just call if you know the name of the artist and the song. It's a good one, but I decided to put aside the Kansas instrumental called Musicado that I was using for so long as my intro and get something a little groovier, if you will, with some vocals in it. And my oftentimes partner on this show, who video simulcast the show and is a co-commentator, Ron Avery, right now is giving me major thumbs up on this new music. Right, Ron?
That's right.
I'm glad you like it.
I like it.
I'm having fun, and we'll get right to some visuals here. I went out, and my big time fun this morning was to take my signs with the huge letters on them that say, you might not want to get the vax. Well, it doesn't exactly say that, but one of them is media hiding vaccine death data, and I have it on a sign in painfully large letters because sometimes you're at intersections where people are going Mach 3 or Mach 4. If you're lucky enough to have a stoplight there, it gives them a little more time, but I take no chances. The only thing I can't do is get a banner and pull the banner like with an airplane or a blimp or something or a Zeppelin. I don't have the resources for that. Wish it did. Any donors out there that want to donate a blimp or a Zeppelin, I'll do it for you. But Ron, I was in McAllen today. They had a vaccine clinic at the McAllen Convention Center. And I'll do a little share screen. Today's show is video simulcast, as it often is, to livestream.com/Ron Avery and /stop the presses, or you can just put Ron Avery at the end and you'll go to live stream site. Then you can click on the Stop the Presses rectangular icon. But there, Ron, is all there was of the vaccine clinic this morning. That's as they're breaking down. There was not a line of cars that I saw. Best guess, maybe 25 cars, 30, maybe 35 tops went through there from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time in McAllen, Texas. I was expecting it to be in that building with, all the bells and whistles, but this is what it was. And I'm showing this for the video-only viewers. I'm describing it, of course, for the audio-only viewers or listeners, at republicbroadcasting.org. But that's what it looked like, Ron. Not real impressive, eh?
No, it's just two of those little pop-up deals that vendors use that are 10 by 10. One of them looks 10 by 10, and the other one looks like 8 by 8. So
I would say you're right. Yeah, 10 by 10.
That's it.
Yes, you're correct. One smaller than the other. A very impromptu setup here, describing it again for the audio only listeners. Yeah, one 8x8, one 10x10 pop up blue tents. There look to be a couple of guys in your yellow vests that are like traffic directors, and there was two women for sure dressed as nurses. The rest were security and assistants and whatnot. And getting real fancy here for the video listeners, we'll even go to the bird's eye view here, and we're going in for the video viewers, that is. And this is where I was in McAllen. We're coming in on McAllen. We're zooming in. There is, from an aerial view, there is the convention center. And you'll see, Ron, what's interesting here, you'll notice it's a big circle with all sorts of ingress and egress. And the convention center is to the rear with the pinkish-orange roof.
That's pretty fancy, man. I like that.
Yeah, all those inlets, as far as I could tell, all but one were closed off. I believe I saw them all, and they wanted to direct the traffic to get to the vaccine clinic. And the actual place that I was right here. I was at this corner right there, the corner of Houston and Ware Road, W-A-R-E, those familiar with McAllen, Texas. Houston and Ware Road, I was right at that sidewalk right there, public property, next to this Cambria, looks like a hotel type thing. And the vaccine clinic was right down this road where I photographed it, was right about here.
I see.
To be set up later. But that's where it was. We're rising above now on Google Earth. We're coming out of it now, but that's where I was. To the left is west, to the right is east, and so on.
Yes.
And so, we'll back all the way up and look at the state of Texas for video viewers. Kind of a breathtaking thing here. There's the United States, in fact, but there's where it was.
Yeah.
It's nice to show the bird's eye view there, not far from the Gulf of Mexico. But it was the second Moderna shot, Ron. And this is the one that we hear that if you're going to get side effects of any magnitude, it is going to be with the second Moderna shot. And I took my signs. The main sign says, media hiding vaccine death data. And that really catches people's attention. Moving on, while I'm still in share screen, I mentioned that those that call in with the name of both the artist and the song that just played, try not to cheat, try not to look it up online, and you get a free short subscription of American Free Press. That's 8 issues over 16 weeks. It's 32 pages per issue, just packed with news. And this is some examples from the most recent edition. And I'll talk about these issues a little bit in the first segment. And then, Ron, we'll probably, as we go along here, revisit a little bit of what you had on your show yesterday. Just for those that might not have tuned in by chance yesterday, you have some important documentation. And I want to talk about what that documentation is. And we want to talk a little bit about the recent Woodlands, Texas, near Houston, Constitutional Sheriff's event that we not only covered, but live streamed and archived back in late February. We want to talk about that. Very important. You can still see that all important event that has a lot to do with challenging the COVIDocracy and your sheriff being your best ally. But the current American Free Press just went to bed. And one of the most interesting things here, I'm showing it on the screen, the actual story, page 27 of the most recent edition, but I'm describing it, obviously, for radio listeners. Bilderberg, folding or hiding. Website of prominent globalist group goes silent. And it shows a picture of longtime insurance magnate Henry DeCastries, current chairman of the Bilderberg Group, heads up the Bilderberg Steering Committee, which is just shy of 40 members. They decide when they're going to meet, where, who's going to be invited, and what they're going to talk about and arrange for funding. But this article goes into a very interesting development. And I've mentioned this before, but it's becoming clearer all the time. And I'll read a little bit from the story, just briefly, some excerpts. Long considered by genuine investigative reporters to be a central source of secretive manipulation of the world's political, financial, and technological infrastructure, the Bilderberg meetings appear to be, at the very least, dormant, fueling speculation that this collusive clique of titans from the fields of banking, government, upper echelons of the corporate world, select royalty, compromised media, NATO brass, think tanks, and academia could be on the verge of folding. Could it be true, ladies and gentlemen? Only Bilderberg's ideological close cousin, the Swiss-based World Economic Forum, whose chieftain, Klaus Schwab, is an honorary member of the Bilderberg Steering Committee, only that WEF is highly active. The same goes to a lesser degree for Bilderberg's younger sibling, the Trilateral Commission. So this is what we're seeing, Ron, and I called, as it mentions here, there's an American Friends of Bilderberg charity, registered as a charity in the state of New York. Bilderberg being a charity, I still haven't wrapped my head around that. And the IRS defines Bilderberg as a nonprofit private foundation, so they have to publish each year what's called a 990PF IRS disclosure form to keep their tax exemption. Remember, they want you to pay taxes to pay the national debt, not them. Anyway, interestingly enough, the most recent year for which I could find the annual 990PF, Ron and listeners, was 2018. That's already three going on 4 years ago. And when this writer on May 25th called the phone number listed on the IRS form, the lady who answered agreed she was at the American Friends of Bilderberg address, the address given on their tax form, 55 East 52nd Street, the Park Avenue Plaza, a 44-story building in mid-Manhattan. However, she said, get this, Ron, that the number was for Evercore, an investment firm, which I know is run by longtime Bilderberger Roger C. Altman, but the lady claimed, even though she works for Altman, that she had never heard of Bilderberg or the American Friends of Bilderberg, but she works for a Bilderberger. Now, that's amazing, amazing achievement, isn't it?
That is. She doesn't know jack about what she's doing or who she's working for.
I don't know. Maybe they put something in her lunch or drink or something. The Bilderbergs, American Friends of Bilderberg, which helps arrange funding for the American wing of that longtime secretive organization, they have a floor in that Park Avenue Plaza listed along with the address 55 East 52nd Street, and they claim to be on the 38th floor. Well, that lady said she's not on the 38th floor working for the guy who's a Bilderberger, and she's never heard of Bilderberg. And interestingly enough, I called the actual building management, and not only would they not tell me who's on the 38th floor, they would not even connect me with them. Neither one.
That's so crazy, isn't it?
Stuff going on in the bowels of Bilderberg. A little bit more intrigue here. We'll move on. Interestingly enough, too, James A. Johnson, a longtime American Friends of Bilderberg fixture, he's one of these high-powered lawyers. Well, he was. He was a high-powered attorney and former Democratic campaign operative. I'm reading this out of the story. I'm enlarging it for the screen. He died October 18th, 2020, just this past October, at his Washington home at the age of 76. And I noted in the story, in my own experiences, taking over for Jim Tucker, the late, great James P. Tucker, Jr., I called various past American Friends of Bilderberg phone numbers in years past, and there was always varying addresses. The address would constantly move. Every year or two, the office of American Friends of Bilderberg would move. And even now, it's a mystery in terms of this Manhattan location. But in past years, as I mentioned, I would either call there or Perseus LLC, for which Johnson was vice president, showing this on the screen still. And I would either be scolded or screamed at or hung up upon merely for asking basic questions about Bilderberg, but at least somebody affiliated with the American Friends of Bilderberg would answer the phone, at least on most occasions in years past. And I note, and I'll kind of wrap with this, the basic thrust of the story, Ron, is that as Bilderberg fades to the background and is either folding or hiding, the World Economic Forum, manned by Klaus Schwab like never before, is taking over the most anointed positions in the globalist pyramid. And we see that through the COVIDocracy. And another thing I'm seeing, Ron, is that in the globalist milieu, they had, before COVID, before the COVIDocracy, before the vaccine regime, they had really been pushing the climate change, green new world thing. And as COVID came on board, that faded to the background. It was definitely put on the back burner. But what I've been seeing lately, Ron, is they're starting to put the Green New Deal and the climate change meme on the same level almost again with COVID-19. They're starting to make them co-equals, because one reason you would call the herd through the vaccine regime would be, you know, we can't have people dying of COVID. So, you know, we've got to risk it all, even risk people's lives, possibly even introduce so-called vaccines that are more dangerous than COVID-19 itself, because we must stamp out COVID. But with the green regime, with climate change, that's being brought to the fore again, in my estimation, because another reason to keep people out of general society, besides stopping the spread of COVID, allegedly, another reason to do that is you don't want too many people exhaling, you know, putting too much carbon dioxide, leaving too much of a of a carbon footprint. And so they're really leveraging both now, both COVID and the green regime. So that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, they're making us out to be either super spreaders of viruses or we're polluters. We just have to either repent or get off the planet.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes, we're either spreading germs or we're spreading carbon dioxide, and you just can't have too much of a natural gas found on Earth that is one of the key gases for life to even exist. You wouldn't want too much carbon dioxide around. Boy, you might want to get rid of the oxygen too, right, Ron?
Yeah, it seems like God built everything perfectly, except when he came to man, he screwed it up so bad. We just don't fit on the planet anywhere, you know?
Right. Couple other quickies here, real quick. Other articles that I happen to do in the most recent American Free Press, there's another one. A Georgia court in Henry County ruled to unseal mail-in ballots. We had Garland Favorito on here on this show recently. There he is. Third victory registered in George ballot inspection lawsuit. Again, about mail-in ballots. It's not a recount, but Garland is making kind of like the tortoise and the hare, the old children's story where the tortoise was steady and methodical and he would get to where he needed to go. The hare was spastic and disorganized, running 8 different directions at once, even though he was faster than the hare and really never achieved anything. That would be a good metaphor for this so-called recount and forensic audit in Maricopa County, Arizona. It's the hare. Garland Favorito here, a Constitution Party member of Georgia, he's the tortoise, more methodical, but he's getting things done. So you can read about that in American Free Press, and it's also up on a recent show on this show, Stop the Presses. Garland, as I said, was a recent guest, and you can go to our archives and hear what he had to say. But Garland, as it mentions here under his photo, showing it for the video, tenacious election watchdog. He certainly is. And one other article among several that I did in this edition, we have a number of them, but I didn't get around to arranging this today. But Texans for Vaccine Choice, which there's an illustration here I'm showing on the screen that's part of my story in the latest American Free Press. One of their spokesmen is probably going to be on this show very soon. I did not get around to arranging that for today, but this is another story. Government goes on a crusade to vaccinate teens, young children. This is not the final version. I believe the final version of this story, the headline will be government goes on a crusade to inject teens, young children, because they're not really traditional vaccines at all. And this gets into all the conflicts of interest that I've talked about on this show, with media getting directly involved in giving shots, giving the injections, not just being biased in favor of the injections, but getting directly involved in giving vaccine clinics. And now Pfizer conducting a trial on 6-month-old children with their injection. That's right, 6 months old, going on right now, the Stanford University trials for Pfizer. And just amazing abuses going on and crazy.
Smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, And when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Yeah, from a little big horn to the Rio Grande. It seems we've seen the last that we need stand. Well, all the flea markets and the paper routes. If you can't trade in bulk, you get muscled out.
Hey, welcome back to Stop the Presses here on the 28th of May, 2021. We do happen to have a caller, I'm glad to say, James from Vancouver, Canada.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon. You were mentioning carbon dioxide. I don't know how many people know this, but you can make oil from carbon dioxide. You can make it.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, and you can make it quite economically because when you convert the CO2, you simply add hydrogen with a catalyst to knock off the oxygen, and you don't have any sulfur, which is what you usually have in crude. You pump off a lot of sulfuric acid off out of your plant, you see, so you don't need expensive equipment to do it. And the Shell Oil built one for the Saudis more than 30 years ago. In the middle of the Saudi desert, they got a conversion plant there where they can simply make high-grade diesel oil or whatever kind of molecule you want. You just control the reaction with the heat and the pressure. And
once again, what are the ingredients, Jim? How would what plus what equals what?
Well, all right, so you have carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, okay, so you liquefy the carbon dioxide, right? You get it in a tub, yeah, in a liquid. Then you use a metal to take that oxygen off, and then you add hydrogen, and that'll give you methane for sure. Well, once I got methane, I can convert methane to anything I want, just adding heat and pressure under the right circumstances. Methane is pH 4.
Yeah, without looking up the chemistry, just taking that at face value, that's very interesting. But it just shows you it yeah. shows how hollow this whole green thing is, demonizing carbon dioxide when it's actually not just one of the gases of life, but it has a obvious industrial use. What you're saying is true, and I'm not doubting you.
Well, I'll give you the name of the two guys that formulated in Germany in the 1920s. One guy's name was Fischer, and the other guy's name was Tropsch, T-R-O-P-S-C-H, the Fischer-Tropsch process. You can do it with carbon monoxide. There's a number of things you can do to convert into oil, but I would say carbon dioxide would be the best because it doesn't have the it's just easy to get because again you can liquefy the gas. Yeah. And that
very interesting.
Yep. By the way, one of the reasons why they wanted Gaddafi's oil was because Gaddafi's oil had no sulfur in it. It has no sulfur in it. And it was the Saudis that told me that. I interviewed a couple of Saudis looking to do trading in the oil business. And they said, man, if we could get Libyan oil, that would be fantastic. That's 30 years ago, though. I said, why? He said, there's no sulfur in it. I said, you're kidding. He said, no. Saudi Arabia's got light sulfur. It's got some sulfur, right? Nigeria's heavy sulfur. So, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, very informative. That, you know, that helps put things in perspective. Appreciate your call, doesn't it, Ron? We have another caller. We'll catch after the bottom of the hour, so he has adequate time to comment. Not only is carbon dioxide, along with oxygen and nitrogen, a primary constituent of the Earth's atmosphere that God made for us, but it has industrial and energy applications. So what is this really about, right, Ron, when they demonize carbon dioxide? What is this really about?
Yeah, I think it's all about just really taxing us and making us feel like we owe somebody to be here. I mean, they already have us paying to live in our own homes, paying rent on our own businesses. Why not pay rent on our lives for breathing and walking around? So that's where we're going.
You know, that's interesting. We're getting near the bottom of the hour break, but it's almost like a property tax on the most sacred property of all, our own beings.
Correct. Yeah, a head tax, which is unlawful in America.
Yeah, looked at through that lens, you're correct. Isn't a poll tax and a head tax essentially the same thing?
Well, they may have. At one time it was said a head tax, though, and I don't know that that was just a vote. I think a head tax meant more. I mean, that's like paying to be alive.
Yeah, so yeah, you pay to own your own property, even though you might have the so-called mortgage paid off, and yet you keep renting through property taxes because the state gets in debt and we have to help service their debts along with pay for government services, quote unquote. And then on top of that, now paying for the most sacred property of all, like I said, our own selves, not just our homes. So yes, ourselves, our homes, our property, our very being.
Yeah. Bad news.
Yeah, very conniving the way the whole globalist network works. When you really look at what they're doing, just the way they would also.
The break's coming. The sound is.
Yeah, we're coming up on the break. They would tax people and they would treat people and treat commodities coming over international borders as one and the same thing. In other words, people are commodities. We'll be right back after these messages. We got another caller. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and-Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome to the second half of Stop the Presses here on the 28th of May, 2021. And we do have another caller, as I mentioned before, the bottom of the hour. It's Mitchell from Tennessee. Go right ahead, Mitchell.
What's up, gentlemen? Listen, hey. don't you miss Rush? Wasn't that your bump music, Rush? Hey, listen, I was listening to Mike Rivera's show yesterday. Property taxation came up in some of the conversations, and a guy called in, and he weighed in on this, and I value you guys y'all's opinion on this stuff. It seems like you guys are a go-to source. So I wrote down what this man said, and I would like to put this to bed. I want to get your guys' opinion, y'all's opinion on this. He said private property is not taxed. The reason you're paying the taxes is because you volunteered to do it. You haven't removed your home from the registration of commercial property. They're treating your home as it was commercial property. That's why you're paying a tax on it. You volunteered to it, and you just don't know it. People don't know the law, and they complain about stuff they don't know. Look up your land patent. Look up patent law. You own your land, allodial. Just learn how. Opinion.
I'm going to have Ron address that, Mitchell, because Ron has fought in the jungles of property taxes much more than myself. I have a good fundamental understanding, but Ron, you've
that's why I'm calling, because I have been looking into Ron Avery, and he is a go-to source. What do you say to that person's call, Ron?
Well, I do know guys that have tried that and have gone to, you know, the Supreme Court of Texas, and they've even filed some of this stuff in federal court, and they've not been successful. And I didn't take that particular approach. I've sued the state twice on property taxes. And the second case I did, the last case, was probably the most important one. And that's where I found out that they are simply cheating. This is not a matter of people ignorant of the law. I know what the law is. I know what the common law is and what the law should be in the state of Texas. And that is they have cases that they responded to me with, and even the Fourth Court of Appeals said that the Constitution is not the beginning of the law, but a continuation of the existing common law. Well, if you knew what the common law was in the United States of America, it is that we, like you say, own our property with an allodial title. It cannot be a lien for any purpose for the performance of something that we have to do, whether it be pay money or build a road or defend the castle. We simply, our property is unalienable, and they have aliened it and charge us rent. We are vassal subjects. Now, that's against the law. It's against the common law, because that's the common law that should apply here. The only people that would be able to, they could apply that a tax to, would be those that William the Norman conquered. And William the Norman conquered nobody in America and nobody's property. We're not part of that. So we own, all of us own our property with an allodial title. The catch is we live under tyranny. They are simply cheating and lying to maintain the property taxes on Americans.
Let me ask you, Ron, do you know, with all your expertise and experience, do you know or have you heard of anyone who have gone through any kind of process and freed themselves of property tax?
I do not know anybody.
I don't either.
I don't know anybody that's been successful at getting out from under a property tax. And
well, usually when I hear from these people, there's seemingly, for whatever strange reason, there's always a somewhat of an obnoxious tone to the way that they present themselves. And, you know, I was looking into Deborah Medina. Remember Deborah Medina and Glenn Beck tripping her up way back? And it was absolutely repulsive what Glenn Beck was doing. But if it was so easy to just go and pay some money and get a land patent or something, you know,
well, I studied all that land patent stuff, too. Now, let me tell you what has to be done for that land patent just real shortly. First of all, you have to go back a long distance to find out the very beginning of your property. And then you have to pay off all the existing taxes that are already owed on it. It's just an amazing process. And I'm not sure, I don't know anybody that's ever done it. I keep hearing about all these solutions, but I know of no one has been successful at using any of them.
Well, Ron, and again, I don't have your experience at this, but periodically I'll go online and I try to find cases of people who, and it turns out they wind up, you know, after all they went through, they lost the house or no one's been able to do it. You know, they just talk about how you can do it, and they call a show and say, all you got to do is blah, blah, blah. You're just stupid. You don't know how to do it. You know, and then it just gets on my nerves. So at any rate, that's what I wanted to know, because I may call and bring this up. I want this guy that called in, I'm going to call him out and say, look, why don't you come back on Mike's show and tell us exactly, get into the specifics of how you do it. And by the way, have you done it? That's what I want to know.
Well, I think I'd be very surprised if I want to see the documents. First of all, I've heard all these people, and they say, look, I got a document here. Well, I want to see the documents, but I also want to see them keep their property. And I haven't seen anybody show me any documents that'll fly through this tyranny and protect their property. I'm sorry. It's not out there.
No, that's what it looks like on my side, too. Hey, listen, thanks, gentlemen. I didn't mean to burn up so much time, but, yeah, this is good. I needed to know this. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mitchell. I would just add, sort of as a bird's eye view observation, that I've looked at the monetary system pretty hard over the years, and I've seen a lot of different systems that are very workable. It's just that the Federal Reserve System is a major monopoly that makes a lot of other monopolies possible, such as media and high tech and medical.
But, well, if it just, I just let you know, you two guys have like the most valuable show or shows on RBN, in my opinion.
Thank you. I didn't know
this
you
is were very, 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 very valuable and important, pertinent information, especially in the times that we live in. So that's.
Thanks again. Again, I didn't mean to talk over you. I thought you had hung up. I apologize. Thanks for calling once again, Mitchell, and appreciate your comment. Ron and I both do. Yeah, like when I look at my local tax or state or county, and I've lived in Michigan and Texas, invariably, when you look at where the tax money goes from your property tax payments, it'll break it down to like a community college district, a drainage district, a sanitary district, a roads department, a roads and highways department. And of course, the big chunk of it is the public schools. And it'll be also your city or your township or your county if you live in a state that has townships. Some don't. Texas does not have townships. But invariably, when you look across where the money goes, you'll see that the school has a debt retirement fund where some of your taxes go. The city or the village will be in debt. They will have floated bonds and issued bonds to rebuild streets, and you're help paying long-term debt with your property taxes. And so part of this is we have a debt-based system where municipalities who tax us on our property, instead of getting like block grants from the government that they don't have to pay back, are putting money into bond issues, and they're issuing bonds, and the holders of those bonds are expecting payments to come from the municipalities, and they're earning interest on those bonds. And so you have this whole bonded debt system that at least provides the monetary leverage and rationale and excuse to have property taxes. Now, it might not be the reason property taxes exist in the first place, but it's at least a reason that they're so high. They typically are high. I don't happen to have high taxes here where I live, but it is a reason, I think, that they exist, and to a degree that they're high. And so if we, we got a couple more callers. Steve Zarlenga, the late Steve Zarlenga of the American Monetary Institute, he said that the states should receive federal block grants for roads. They should not go into debt. And that in the end, we'd be a lot better off because the federal government itself would move to a non-debt-based system and create its own currency constitutionally interest-free. And the money would enter the economy as a positive, not a negative, as black ink, not red ink. It would not be born as debt. We wouldn't be renting money from the concession created by the Fed. Therefore, you could have tax-free, debt-free block grants replacing property tax revenue. Zarlenga used to talk about this to me one-on-one as well as at programs. And so the American Monetary Institute created the American Monetary Act. A former congressman out of Ohio, a Democrat, Dennis Kucinich, tried to get the American Monetary Act into legislation 10 years ago. I was covering it at the time. I found some of those articles in my files here at home. But that's part of it. And even the city of Donahue, where I live, you have debts that go on over many, many years for a school, for many things, and much of your property tax goes there. So that's kind of the flip side of it. And Ron gives the mechanics and the government side of it. And this is sort of the banking and debt side of it, but it's all one side of the same fraudulent, it's both sides of the same fraudulent coin. But we do have a couple other callers. Let me make sure I get the names right and answering them in the order received. We're not sure about the name, maybe Loomis, California. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hear me?
Yeah, we didn't get the name.
It is Loomis.
Okay. Yeah, go right
ahead. Yes, there's a gentleman who runs the biggest mining group in the country. His name is Ron Gibson. He's up in Bend, Oregon. He's an expert on the land patent. And Ron does successfully generate what you need to get yourself off the tax rolls. Now, what's helpful in doing that also would be if you are not any longer a U.S. citizen, but a U.S. national. Because citizens have lost their constitutional protections, not rights, and citizens are basically vassal slaves who cannot own property because they are property.
And what was the flip side of that? You're either a citizen or a national, or did you say natural?
National, a U.S. national, which is the old state citizen that they hid in the 13th and 14th Amendment.
Interesting. Ron, your quick impression?
Yeah, I've heard this, and I've also, know people that tried the commercial thing and get it out of the commercial. I don't know anybody that's really gone all the way through it and done it. First of all, I don't know that I want to start what they would term depatrianizing, or I forgot the word, expatriate.
No, I'm sorry, Ron, you're a very knowledgeable man, but you are repatriating. You know, when Lincoln went for Lee to fight for the North, Lee had to refuse. One, he didn't believe in the war. But secondly, Lee
was blue in the face. And I'm not sure, I've never been convinced that it is exactly what everybody is saying it is. I believe in tyranny. I don't believe that these guys are so mechanical and law-following that they are constructing a completely different system with just one little amendment to the United States Constitution. I don't think that's happening. The people that I know that you're kind of talking about, they believe that these guys are very law-abiding people. The people that have done this to us are not law-abiding. They did not create another entire beautiful system which they comply with. They don't comply to anything. They comply with no law whatsoever, even the ones they make. So I'm not in favor of entangling everyone in a maze of stuff they don't understand in order to just not be made into a slave. There's nothing they've got on file or any laws that they've made that can legally make us slaves and pay to live in our own homes.
Well, Ron, they don't change anything. They just get you to volunteer out of what was. That's all they're doing, and they're very good at it.
Let me tell you, there's no such thing as legally volunteering to become a slave. You cannot do that.
Okay, well, Ron Gibson does the patents. You could look him up, Bend, Oregon. He's got videos out there on Defend a Rural America. Is one place you can see some of his videos.
I've met Ron Gibson. He's given a seminar at my establishment I used to own. I know the guy. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up, Loomis. I know very little about it. I've run into these things in years past. I'm a little rusty. I've spent much more time on the monetary and debt dimensions of this, whereas Ron's been in the legal trenches a lot more than I have, and has approached, I think you have, right, Ron, boards of review and property tax review boards. You've been to a number of their hearings, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that I've done very, very little of, practically none. So Ron and I come at it from kind of divergent angles. Now, moving on, I believe we have one more caller, Tim from Washington.
Yes, am I on?
Yeah, you sure are, Tim.
Okay, so, I'm with Ron. I think the clock is going to get me. I've got an overarching concept, but Ron is right. These people don't care. It's completely lawlessness. I've been on the front lines for 3.5 decades. I've been illegally incarcerated 34 times for political and religious free speech. They don't care about the law. But anyways, I don't want to go into that. I do know what the heart of the problem is, And the heart of the problem is basically what you guys are doing, what everybody does. It's about your book. It's about your kingdom. It's about your ministry. It's about your career. It's about, you know, how people basically go about life and how they approach this problem. What the heart of the answer is, congressional conservative councils, 435 of them. We all know that basically in each congressional district, it's about the sheriff, it's about the representative. And unless you have an activist organization, the two-thirds basically of the, you bring together all of the activists in the congressional district and form a council, a congressional conservative council. And then by two-thirds of the vote, you go about what you need to take care of in that particular area. But nobody will do that because there's no money in it. They just won't do it. You can't get the activist within a congressional district to come together to say, okay, what do we first need to do? Well, the first thing we need to do is make sure we secure the vote. You know, and then you can start worrying about who the sheriff is or the county council member. But people won't do it because there doesn't seem to be any money in it for them. So everybody forms up their own kingdom. I got the answer. It's my ministry, my radio show, my radio network, and everybody's got their own kingdoms, and they just refuse to come together and form these 435 congressional conservative councils governed by two-thirds vote to approach the problem. And until that happens, we're just going to keep doing the same thing. But I am with Ron. There is no law. I've already seen it. It is... it's just not there. The judges go along with it. Cops go along with it. It just doesn't make any difference. No constitution. They just make stuff up. No rights. And people can do all this, like, you know, magical, load a title and all this lingo, and just think they got magical words when they get in the courtroom. I am the man. You know, I am not, you know. Anyways, go ahead. Your response.
Well,
I would just, I do have a couple other callers. We're really getting a lot of calls today, but I think you're really onto something when you talk about the fact that we need a lot more of a broad unifying force at the congressional district level and so on, that people tend to break up into little fiefdoms of their own.
That's you got your kingdom. Everybody's got their kingdom. But anyways, thank you. Thank you for letting me have my say. Thanks so much.
Yeah, no problem. Of course. That's what we're here for. Yeah, that is an issue. And I'll mention, I know it's going to sound a little self-aggrandizing here, but Liberty Forum started recently. It's starting in South Texas. There's another forum June 7th in McAllen, Texas. You can get a hold of me through the station or email me if you live in the greater South Texas area or you're coming here soon. You can email me at truthhound2@yahoo.com. That's truthhound2, the number 2, at yahoo.com. Two H's, no spaces, truthhound2@yahoo.com, or get a hold of me through the station. You can go to americasaved.us, I believe is the website, americasaved.us, and you'll see a flyer posted there if you don't get a hold of me. But we had one. It was very successful, and we have another one coming up June 7th, and it is roughly based on what was just expressed, having a much broader base of concerned people instead of breaking into little groups or individual projects, a broader base of concerned people throughout the congressional district and so on. So it is at least heading that direction. We had about 80 people at the first one. We're expecting 300 or 400 at the next one, at least 200. So we're going to squeeze in what we can. We're getting a few more callers than usual. Not a bad problem to have. Got to take them in the order. Scott, Nevada, you'll have to keep it brief.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah, you are, Scott.
Oh, okay, I can make it brief. The Constitution, if you're talking about tax, we're talking property tax here. I've been listening. Constitution says no state shall make anything but gold or silver tender in payment of a debt. And then all these phony states have adopted the UCC, and you're going to find it at, they'll call it the commercial code, 3-603, tender of payment. Offer to pay in silver. They're going to tell you, no, thank you. Well, you tendered payment, so the debt is discharged. So might want to kick that one around. Thank you very much.
Yeah, lots of things to look up from our well-informed listeners, of course. And I believe we have one more, Murr from Wisconsin.
Well, hi, Mark and Ron. Hey,
yo.
I just wanted to let your listeners know, on February 6th, Deanna Spingola had Roger Sales on for 3 hours, and you can go to her site or the archives, but if you go to SpingolaSpeaks.net, you'll find a version there with all the commercials taken out. And also with that will be the information of how to become a U.S. national. And actually, we all have volunteered to be slaves. We didn't mean to. It's generational. Our mothers were the informers. You know, it's been going on a long time, and then they use the birth certificates. So these are things that are actual and true. And then, of course, way back, 1787 and 89, and the Constitution overrode the Articles of Confederation so that we became a centralized democracy. We think we're a republic, but actually that was changed. And all the constitutions of the states have to kowtow to the federal constitution. So, you know, this is just how it is, and better to know how it is than not, and then you can see how to do for yourself from there. And as far as property tax, there are some people that have gained colonial title, but it isn't easy. But I think you first have to go through this, the making yourself a U.S. national, coming out of Babylon.
Did you give a website, did I hear?
Yes, SpingolaSpeaks.net will have the, from February 6th with Roger Sales on Deanna's show. And it's 3 hours, but they take all the commercials out on that recording. You know, they post it a little later after the shows, but it's up there now. And also has the links to his information that he gave where you can research this and apply, actually.
Yeah, it's helpful. Thanks to you and all the other callers for giving us specific things to look up and websites. Everybody can look this up and get informed, make up their own minds. We don't tell you how to we don't tell you what to think. We just give you the information to make up your own minds. We're coming in on the end of the show.
Mark, a quick ending comment. As a general comment, I don't believe that people can file anything anywhere in America wherein they can live free under the tyranny that we are presently under. That is simply not the way tyranny works. No one is going to file anything to live free under the tyranny we're in. End of story.
Yeah. It's all relative, but you have an affidavit and you can claim yourself, your property back to yourself. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Burr. Lots of perspectives here today, ladies and gentlemen. Tyranny is, of course, a force not easily defeated. And it starts with the money system, and then they bought the media. Medical came along for the ride, and they, of course, stole the election system, privatized the vote count. So that's done in secrecy, too. It's been stage by stage, phase by phase that they've done this. And it's not easily defeated. We don't have a silver bullet necessarily.
Music on.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks for all the calls out there. And everybody, stay tuned for the next RBN show. We'll see you after the weekend. My guest is Giuseppe Vaffanculo. Giuseppe Vaffanculo, this coming Monday, an interesting journalist with an interesting name. We'll see you then.
Resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.